Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, July 14th. You'll be interested to know. 60 years ago today, in 1965, NASA's Mariner 4 spacecraft achieved a monumental milestone by performing the first successful flyby of Mars. This historic mission provided humanity with its initial close-up images of the red planet, revealing a landscape marked by lunar-type impact craters, some touched with frost in the chill Martian evening. The data collected by Mariner 4 significantly advanced our understanding of Mars and laid the foundation for future exploration of our neighboring planet. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF Report. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3+ feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 4 to 5 mph, creating some bumps as the day progresses. As the afternoon approaches, conditions may become a bit more bumpy with shifting winds. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds and the onshore wind is 3 mph. The first low tide Monday will be a 0.5-foot at 6:30 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday features consistent waist-to-chest-high waves with predominantly fair conditions. Early mornings offer clean surf with light winds, transitioning to breezy afternoons. Wednesday showcases similar conditions, maintaining rideable surf despite some choppy periods. Thursday sees a slight drop in wave height, but remains fair throughout, with manageable winds ensuring enjoyable sessions for all skill levels. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 69 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 8:01, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:52. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today, with a high near 74 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 64 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 72 and light southwest winds. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 64. Wednesday and Thursday remain mostly sunny with highs near 73 and 74 respectively. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 63 and 64. Friday wraps up the week with mostly sunny skies and a high near 74, followed by partly cloudy nights with a low around 65. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in downtown San Diego, a stretch of Fifth Avenue is reopening to car traffic, raising uncertainty about the future of bollards that were temporarily removed. Installed 2 years ago to enhance pedestrian access, the bollards were taken down this year due to budget constraints. Shenanthea Smith, general manager at Fat Tuesday on Fifth Avenue, expressed a desire for their return, noting they helped improve foot traffic. However, some local business owners, including Mo Mesami of Nikki and Company Fine Jewelers, believe removing the bollards has positively impacted business by increasing vehicle traffic. The Gaslamp Quarter Association is exploring private funding options for their reinstatement. Now on to sports. In Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves, once seen as World Series contenders, find themselves struggling at 42 wins and 52 losses, nearly out of postseason contention. Their playoff chances have plummeted from 92% at the season start to just 4.6%. Despite strong performances from Ronald Acuna Jr. and Spencer Schwellenbach, a series of injuries and poor performances from key players have plagued the team. As the trade deadline approaches, questions arise about whether the Braves will make significant changes or simply adjust their roster for the remainder of the season. In local sports. Yesterday afternoon at Petco Park, the Phillies edged past the Padres 2-1. Philadelphia's Sanchez earned the win, stifling San Diego over 7 1/3 innings. With the game tied in the eighth, Real Muto's double brought Harper home, sealing the Friars' fate. Morejon took the loss for San Diego, despite Machado and Bogart's efforts at the plate, while Strom secured the save for the Phillies as the Friars now stand at 52-44. Looking ahead after the All-Star break to Friday afternoon, the Friars face the Nationals in Washington. Michael King, sporting a 4.67 earned run average, takes on Tyler Stewart, who holds a 3.57. In top news, just 30 minutes a day of Japanese walking may help you get in shape. This technique, known as interval walking training, is gaining popularity after going viral on social media. A study led by Hiroshi Nose found that middle-aged and older individuals who practiced this method experienced lower blood pressure and improved physical fitness compared to those who walked at a moderate pace. Interval walking involves alternating 3 minutes of fast walking with 3 minutes of slower walking. Experts suggest starting slowly, aiming for 15 minutes twice a day, and gradually working up to the recommended physical activity levels. In business news, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed legislation to officially recognize gold and silver coins as legal tender in the Sunshine State, aiming to provide Floridians with financial freedom. DeSantis emphasized that gold is very likely to hold its value, certainly compared to fiat currency. The new law, effective July 1, 2026, also exempts these coins from sales tax. DeSantis believes this move protects residents from the declining value of the U.S. dollar amidst rising inflation and fiscal uncertainty. He highlights gold's appeal as a safe haven, especially during economic turmoil, as its price has surged over the past year. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% over the weekend to just over $119,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $3,300. And XRP is up 10% to $2.83. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now back to the show. Let's talk tech. Jack Dorsey, the co-founder of Twitter, has launched a new messaging app called BitChat, which operates without the need for the internet or phone numbers. Dorsey shared his interest in Bluetooth mesh networks, which allow devices to communicate directly. The app promises ephemeral, Encrypted communication, making it resistant to network outages and censorship. Users will generate random Peter IDs, eliminating the need for registration. The beta version has already attracted 10,000 downloads. Dorsey, the CEO of Block, has a history of supporting decentralized technology, but BitChat is still under review before its public release. And in entertainment news, Netflix's upcoming Black comedy, Vladimir, is based on the best-selling novel by Julia May Jonas and features the talented Rachel Weisz, known for her role in The Mummy. The series, which began production this month, explores themes of morality, power, and desire. Weisz stars as an unnamed English professor caught in a web of obsession and intrigue as her husband, portrayed by John Slattery, faces scrutiny for inappropriate relationships with students. With a strong female creative team, Vladimir promises to be a provocative and engaging watch. While no release date is set, filming is expected to conclude in September. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and aviation pioneer, Wilbur Wright. And he said, "It is possible to fly without motors, but not without knowledge and skill." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.